You seem surprised to see my face for some reason. It's the beginning of the month. Time for your employee performance review. Take a seat and close the door behind you. Lock it as well. Maintenance is beginning their floor sweep, but we'll be using this office a bit longer than usual, so they can't come in just yet. Although I have assistant managers, the bulk of these reviews do ultimately have to cross my eyes for a thorough examination. And for a number of reasons, this month's batch had so many fuck-ups that I ended up reaching you last. It's only fitting. You're the worst of them all. For the entire fourth quarter of 2024, including the holiday rush, you had been my top performer. You were so good that the revenue you brought in for me prepaid for a trip to Tahiti this summer. And if you haven't noticed by these $1,400 Saint Laurent Cassandra heels that my gorgeous pedicured feet rest in, I spare not a single expense in spoiling myself. I was eagerly planning my trip to Aspen for the winter on said revenue when you decided to fuck me over and start shitting the bed performance-wise. I could prattle off number after number, metric after metric. The bottom line is that you need to be corrected somehow. So tell me, what made you ruin my winter wonderland plans? Stop talking. You mean to tell me that your lack of pussy came between me and a 6-week vacation? Oh, you poor, pathetic thing. I'm gonna end your misery and get you back in line for me. Don't act shocked. Just follow my every word. Now, cross your hands in your lap. Those Saint Laurent heels I mentioned earlier, I want you to look at them. Yes, the ones on my feet. I want you to look at my feet. Look at how my pretty, smooth, beautiful foot sits so nicely in that expensive shoe. It invokes power, doesn't it? Now, raise your eyes up, my gorgeous legs, to the hem of my Versace skirt. My thick thighs are hugged ever so tightly by the skirt, but that shape's still banging. Let me get up off this desk here and do a small twirl. You see this ass? So round, plump, and bounces with every step I make. Please, savor every second of this, because you will never get close to an ass this perfect again. Allow me to turn back to you and grace you with the beauty of my face once more. Trail your eyes down a bit more. You see something? No, not the hearts emblazoned all over this Gianni Versace shirt. I mean my tits. Two magnificent double Ds, so soft and supple. Let me just cup them with both my pretty hands and bounce them. Will you see them? Astounding, ain't it? Damn right it is. As a matter of fact, move your hands. Oh. And now the real games begin. Your dick is on brick from me merely describing my feet, skirt, and a shirt. You're really fucking pathetic. You know that, right? Pathetic, but a wonderful ATM for me through your labor. So let us continue. Wrap your hands around your dick and begin to slowly stroke it, Again, you are to follow my every word. Oh. It seems you still don't understand the generous favor I'm doing you. Allow me to grab your face and get in real close to make sure you get the point. Right now, I am more than your boss. I am your dominatrix, which makes you my weak, needy, pathetic, loser, gooning, submissive. Your mistress is not pleased with you fucking up her money because you seem committed to staying pussy-free in your personal life. So I'm doing you the amazing courtesy of guiding you on how to beat your useless dick, bust a nut, and get back to bringing in my fucking money. Now stroke that dick just like I said. Yeah, that's exactly what I thought. Even if I wasn't your boss, I'd still own you. You can't help but follow the words and wishes of a beautiful woman, let alone a black goddess such as myself. Is it turning you on? Being watched and berated by your boss? I think it's turning you on. If the way you're so obediently stroking that throbbing dick in your lap is any indication. Open your legs a little more. I want to see how much my words are making you leak. Ooh, keep stroking it slowly, but a little firmer now. I like the way that pre-cum spills over your knuckles when you squeeze that swollen head for me. Stroke it faster. Stroke it for me while I slowly rub up my hips, traveling up my cute fat tummy, and finally resting those hands back underneath my mag-fucking-nificent tits. Stroke it faster while I grope and bounce these delicious tits, practically mesmerizing you into a trance. You do anything these nice fat titties will say for you to do. My. You are about to practically pop from just my tits bouncing in this beautiful, expensive blouse. You know why? Because I control you. I control your lust. I control your desires. And most importantly, I control your orgasm. And you will only be rewarded if you get back to working hard for me and bringing me my money. I deserve only the finest in life, and you will certainly not get in the way of me having it. So if you want to come, work hard and stroke that dick. Look at you go. Look at you stroking ever so obediently for me, you pathetic fucking loser. Oh, you about to come? Oh, you about to come? Well, guess what? As tribute to my power over you and a display of dedication to your newfound recommitment to working hard, you're gonna eat your cum from me. Yeah, keep going. Beat that dick red for me and open that mouth. Let me grab your hair and point that head down. Now on the count of three, you're gonna give me my money shot. All pun intended. One scream. Two aim. 3. Fire.
Oh my goodness.
Look at you, red in the face, panting. Cum dripping from your lips and tongue. Cum splattered all over your shirt. Say thank you. Good boy. Now, you can't leave the office or building looking like that. Here, put this company shirt on. Oh, look at what it says. I'm a team player.